ABC Radio Australia.
Now, sea sponges are squishy creatures lining our ocean floor. But scientists say some sea sponges can provide vital information and more accurate data on global warming. Dubravka Volodia with more.
Scientists travel to the Caribbean to dive deep into the sea to find a certain type of sea sponge. For hundreds of years, they've acted as a form of natural thermometer. Emeritus Professor Malcolm McCulloch from the University of Western Australia says a surprising find was made when they looked at the animal skeleton.
We have an alternate record of global warming.
Previous estimates of warming and those used by the International Panel for Climate Change, or IPCC, are based on sea surface temperature and date back to the mid-1800s. Professor McCulloch said some sea sponges lived in lower parts of the ocean and contain hundreds of years of data on chemical changes within their skeletons. These can be used to estimate temperatures from much earlier times, spanning back 300 years. He says their estimates show the world already passed the 1.5 degrees Celsius of warming.
It's a different record. It's a record of the ocean mix layer. It looks like the temperatures were underestimated by about half a degree. When you start from there, we passed 1.5 around 210 to 212. And up till about 2022, when we had the data in, it was about 1.7.
He says we are on track to exceed 2 degrees Celsius of warming by the late 2020s. Reaction to the study is mixed. The director of the NASA Goddard Institute for Space Studies, Dr. Gavin Schmidt, says people should be careful in assuming that data from one part of the Atlantic are reflective of other areas. Professor Mark Howden, director of the ANU Institute for Climate, Energy and Disaster Solutions, says it's an interesting study.
Importantly, it shows that the human influence on global temperatures was happening well back into the 1800s, earlier than some records would indicate, but also supporting some other studies which actually indicate very early influence of humans on global temperature.
Professor Howden, who's also the vice chair of the IPCC, believes it won't change any global targets.
The Paris Agreement essentially establishes a baseline, which is the pre-industrial baseline, and assesses some temperature increase above that baseline. So if we changed the baseline to reflect this study, which, you know, indicates warming happened earlier, that baseline would have to be adjusted. But at the same time, to be consistent with the Paris Agreement, we'd need to change the temperature targets at the same time. And I suspect that that's going to be too big an ask of the negotiating processes.
The Pacific Conference of Churches General Secretary, Reverend James Bhagwan, says it's a reminder that more needs to be done to fight climate change.
It's great that we're consistently finding new data. I think that's an important thing, because there is no room for complacency when we look at the reports from the IPCC and new reports that come in. But I think for Pacific people, you know, it's long been said that even before we reach 1.5 degrees, we are going to be severely affected by the impacts of climate change.
And Joseph Sikulu, the Pacific director of the environmental organization 350.org, echoes that sentiment.
What we know in the Pacific, and we've known this to be true because of what we see around us, is that the temperatures are rising. We know that the science tells us this. It's outlined and forecast in the IPCC. What we are seeing now is that this is just an example of how the natural world is also telling us the same thing. And all of these are signals that we should be heeding, and we should be heeding them together to show that we are passing the red line that our survival as people in the Pacific really depends on, and that's the 1.5 degree line.